for the show today. It was sort of an anticlimactic finish in both the NBA game last night, which was a real classic, and then the Arkansas game yesterday. One ends on a layup, an uncontested layup at that, which is bizarre. And then the Razorback game, of course, ends on a pass ball. But you'll take it by just about any way you can get it. So congratulations to the Miami Heat. Congratulations to the Razorbacks, who get a much stiffer challenge today against the LSU Tigers, who won 3-0 yesterday. And they won in impressive fashion. So it should be a great matchup today. You've got Nola, the undefeated starting pitcher for LSU today, against Ryan Stanek, who actually has a slightly better ERA than Nola does, but he's lost a couple of games this year. So it should be an unbelievably good matchup. That game will be aired live on the Buzz today. We'll join him for first pitch at 4:30 today, so a very brief drive time sports. A little bit longer than the zone we had yesterday, which was about 12 minutes or so. It was the shortest zone ever. Probably the best.
Unfortunately, I did not even listen to it. I listened to the end of the game in my car, and then the minute it was over, popped on out, went and hit some balls.
Well, the old saying is brevity is genius. If that's the case, yesterday was the most brilliant show we've ever had. I commend Matty T. Great work yesterday.
Really
did a great job producing yesterday's show. I really thought your finest work ever.
Thanks.
Were you
it was
proud
tough,
or what?
Yeah.
It really was.
Best 5 minutes ever.
Let me tell you something. That is a dream come true. My buddy Steve Gorman, who is the drummer for the Black Crowes and also has become quite a sports talk show host himself, he has the best gig ever. He gets to tour the country playing music, and he also, when they're not touring, has a one-hour radio show in Nashville. He does noon to one every day. I'm like, I mean, is that not the deal?
Noon to one.
He's on for 1 hour every day.
Wow.
And it's really good. I mean, can you imagine how compelling we could be for 1 hour a day? Pretty darn compelling.
But we would be so rushed. We have so much to say.
That's true.
We need the 3 hours to argue, Justin. Let's be honest. People love us just, you know.
You could have your own show.
Yeah, in an hour? I could probably do that by myself.
There's no question.
I wouldn't talk much baseball, but you know me, I would be all over the NBA last night.
And a lot of NHL, too, probably.
We would talk a little girly sports. We would do a little LPGA, a little PJ tour. I guess it's kind of like overtime. Talk a little overtime.
That's cute.
Pretty much.
I like it. Christina's taking shots at Shep.
I like him. He knows that.
Do you? I don't know why. 11 hits yesterday by Arkansas in the win. They stranded a bunch of runners, though. They stranded 11 and had 11 hits. So, interesting day for Arkansas. But only one error, so that was good news. I think that's right. I think one for each team. So, for Arkansas, again, any victory is a good victory, so congratulations, and they move on. The good news is for Arkansas, if they can somehow do something nobody else has been able to do, mm-hmm. How about that for a mouthful? If they can knock off Nola and LSU today, and I think it's awesome that there's a guy with the name Nola, which is a nickname for New Orleans, on the LSU team. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, if they can knock him off for the first time this year and win the game, then Arkansas does not have to play tomorrow. Arkansas will be off until Saturday, so that's good. That's a good thing. We'll see. Again, that game today. If Arkansas loses, they play tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Much more on that coming up. Trey Schappel join us from Hoover, Alabama later today. And we'll talk a lot more baseball here. From Dave Van Horn. We'll hear more from some of the players involved in yesterday's victory as well. Switching gears school-wise, but not sport-wise, do want to congratulate Daniel Wright of Arkansas State.
Yeah.
Named the Pitcher of the Year in the Sun Belt Conference. So congratulations to him. Unfortunately, Arkansas State and UALR both lost yesterday in the Sun Belt Tournament.
Arkansas State's playing right now, and so is Central Arkansas. I'm going to try to find some scores on that right now.
Okay, UALR, I believe, plays Florida International maybe later today?
They do at 12:30, and Arkansas State is playing Kentucky right now at 9. Western Kentucky, pardon me.
Okay.
And Central Arkansas is playing Stephen F. Austin right at the moment. So I'm going to try to pull that up. I'm assuming I looked at UCA's website, and it's not on there right now. They don't have any live scoring, but they're usually pretty good at Twitter, so I'll check their Twitter account. Oh, yep, here it is. UCA is up 1-0 through 2 at the Southland Conference tourney.
They had a heartbreaker yesterday. I can't remember. They had kind of a weird turn of events yesterday, but they came up short. Daniel Wright.
Yeah, 5-3.
Daniel Wright named first team all Sunbelt Conference, too. UALR with a couple of players. Theonet. I don't know if that's pronounced right. Bryson 3 at Theonet. Anyway, whatever is the pronunciation of it is, fantastic name. Infielder for UALR, and then Chance Cleveland, the pitcher for UALR, named a second team. Both those guys on second team. So we will try to keep you abreast of what's going on in the SEC tournament. Also, what is happening with the other in-state schools as they try to stay alive in their conference tournaments, whether it's Southland or Sunbelt. Busy day today. talk a lot of NBA today. Joe Klein's actually going to be in later on at some point. Joe Klein gets here when Joe Klein wants. Joe Klein's like the honey badger. He takes what he wants, and he comes when he wants, and he leaves when he wants. Because who's going to stop him? He's 7 feet tall.
Hey, just a little update here. We've got Arkansas State is playing Western Kentucky, and Arkansas State is up 5-0 in the fifth inning.
Wow, good start for them.
Yes, it is.
And an early start at that. I'm assuming they start at 9:30.
They started at 9 this morning. 9. Both games went at 9.
Ethan Norov of BleacherReport.com going to join us at 10:30. We'll talk NBA early with him and late with Joe Klein. Trey Schapp will join us from Hoover, as I mentioned. Our folks from Cajuns are going to pop in. Not sure who's going to be here. Not sure if they're bringing oysters or not. I do know if they do, Christina will abstain. We will.
No eating those.
You want to talk about pretty much perfect deck weather? This is it.
My gosh. I've sat on, like, I've been outside every day except for Tuesday, obviously, because it was like torrential downpours. Every day I've been outside all day, either working or playing, practicing, teaching, whatever. I've been outside. And then every night we've either sat on the patio at home in our backyard or gone out and sat on a patio. For me, I don't know why, it's really weird, but at home, when it's, since it's always not that nice at home, you always sit on a patio whenever it's nice. So here, you can sit on a patio like all the time. I'm like the only chick sitting on a patio when it's 100 degrees here because I'm like, you have to sit on the patio. It's beautiful. It's nice. It's hot. I'm always on the patio. I love the patio.
I have a much wider gap for golf. If it's between 35 and 115, I will play golf. And if it's 116, I probably would play that day too. But for patio weather, I'm very specific. It's got to be between like 60 and 80. Because if it gets too warm, I hate it. And if it's too cool, it's no fun.
I'm the exact opposite. It's got to be above 65 up to 150 to play golf for me. The hotter, the better. The looser, it's all good. Patio weather, I mean, it's got to be very specific. It's got to be over 75 degrees and up. I'm just always
a not specific. That's pretty broad.
Well, see, for you have to be 60 to 80.
Well, it's got
to
be the right temperature, and it's also got to be the right humidity.
Oh, it can be hot and humid, baby. I'm all over the heat.
If there's too much pollen, I'm out. I mean, I'm pretty particular about it.
Oh, my gosh, are you ever?
But we've had some California-like weather the last couple of days.
It's been stunning. And tomorrow's only supposed to be like 77. I might be a touch cool. I might have a sweatshirt on the boat this weekend.
That's pathetic. We're going to be out at the River Market tomorrow. I do want to thank our friends at First Security for having us out again. It's all day tomorrow. We used to have that gap because there was some guy that used to be on from 1 to 4. but anyway, now we've got the local show with Matt Jones and Trey Schapp, and they will be on. We'll be on from 6 a.m. all the way through to the end of drive time tomorrow at 7 o'clock from the River Market, First Security Bank. And we hope that people will pop by, get a little teeled up, and then head in for Riverfest. Should be fun.
What are you up to this weekend?
We're heading out of town. We got a busy day. So, anyway.
You need a break.
We are going to spread a little love. We're going to talk a lot of Razorback baseball. We also have Megan Dyson's coming in from UCA. Purple Circle event is next week, and they've got a few spots.
I can't make it.
I know. I will be there, though. It'll be okay. Good. I'm going to be representing with Chris Kane. And we will be live at Centennial next week. And Megan's going to come in and talk about the details of the tournament. And she's gonna join us here in studio at 12:30 today. Also, giving a little love to ASU, Terry Mahajer, the athletic director at ASU, appointed to the BCS Athletic Director Advisory Group. I'm not sure exactly what their role is, but he is the man representing the Sun Belt Conference in this. There are 10 FBS conferences and the director of athletics at Notre Dame that are represented. So it's a pretty big honor for Terry Mahajer to represent the Sun Belt Conference at this. He joins Barry Alvarez from Wisconsin, Tom Bowen from Memphis, representing the Big East, Joe Castiglione from Oklahoma, representing the Big 12. Jeremy Foley from Florida represents the SEC. And others. Pat Hayden from USC. A lot of folks are familiar with that name. So, anyway, pretty big honor. I want to talk to him about what exactly his role is, what it means, and that kind of thing. And I'm sure he's looking forward to a great fall. I do know that Brian Harsin, the new ASU head football coach, is going to be in studio next Tuesday when you're co-hosting the show with RJ Hawk while I'm out. So
I'm excited.
A, I appreciate you guys, and B, having Coach Harsin in will be part of a very busy schedule for you all next Tuesday as well.
It should be a lot of fun.
If anybody wants in today, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. You can send us Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback today through our Listen Live button on 1037thebuzz.com. And, of course, you can also email us the old-fashioned way, The Zone at 1037thebuzz.
That's not old-fashioned. Emailing is not old-fashioned. Calling is probably more old-fashioned than emailing.
Well, email is so passe. It's so 1995 nowadays. I don't know. I think kids are getting more and more away from it. A couple of things related to the tornado relief in Oklahoma. First of all, I'm going to encourage Tommy Smith to put his water deal on the back burner because it actually is on the back burner, but he keeps talking about it, and I continue to field calls about where does Tommy want me to bring the water? When does Tommy need me to be there to take the water? Well, it's going to be week after next before they take the water, because this is what always happens. It's whether somebody has a tragedy personally or there's a big tragedy like what's happened in Oklahoma. The instant response is huge.
Yeah.
But you know what? A few weeks later, people's attention moves on to other things, unfortunately. That's when they're going to need that second round of help, and that's when Tommy and the folks are going to step up and head over there with some water. So I did see there was a group from Northwest Arkansas that went over and was feeding some folks in Moore and other parts of Oklahoma. So that was cool. But anyway, we've got a couple things I want to let people know about. First of all, tonight, our friends at Channel 7 are going to be hosting a Spirit of Arkansas Tornado Relief Drive with the local chapter of the American Red Cross. It's going. It started at 5:30 this morning. They're going through 7 o'clock tonight. They're asking viewers and listeners to call 501-324-HELP, 324-4357. You can donate by credit card, but only the times listed above, I guess, between 5:30 and 7. So there will be folks there donating, and I think Tommy Smith is actually going to be on there tonight during the newscast and visiting with one of the reporters or anchors and talking about it. So he'll be over there in person as part of the relief effort tonight. But again, 501-324-4357. Also, my church is, and I'm sure there are a lot of churches that are doing this, but my church is getting a group of folks together they're actually gathering some items to take over as part of the relief effort as well right now. And we've got somebody that's going to call in here in a minute and give us some details on that. So I will pass along. And if
it's so nice. There's so many churches right now that are like overbooked. They're like, no, we cannot take any more people with us. And, you know, we don't need anything right at the moment. But like you said, I think the smartest thing that you just said there was that, yeah, in weeks to come, we'll kind of forget about this and it'll be the next tragedy, which is horrible to say. But this one will kind of be forgotten about. So it's nice to remember it a few weeks or a month from now.
I do want to commend back to baseball for a moment. Barrett Aston, a magnificent performance yesterday, scattered 5 hits over 8 innings, 1 earned run, and only walked 1 with 4 strikeouts in his work. But he did not get the victory. That actually went to Jalen Beeks, who pitched 2 innings, including the extra, and gave up 1 hit and had a couple of strikeouts. So both guys, big performances. Here's Dave Van Horn on the starting pitching of Barrett Aston.
Located his fastball extremely well, had a lot of sink. I mean, if you notice, a lot of ground balls. You know, I know the first batter of the game for them pounded one into the ground. Shortstop didn't, you know, gets an infield hit. Second guy, same thing for the most part. I mean, he was getting a lot of ground balls, and his curveball had a lot of bite on it to a slider cutter. You know, that's, I think, 2 of the last 3 games he's given us 8 innings. He could have gone out in the 9th, and I just told Coach Jorn that I didn't want him to go back out. I mean, he had given us everything that he needed to do. I didn't want him to get to the point where it might affect him down the road, because it's obviously very important. And just let the bullpen do it. And we had a left, right, left situation coming up. And, you know, it worked out. I thought Beeks did a great job. But back to Barrett, he just, you know, he had really good stuff today. And he's got a little more fastball in there when he wants to. He can go for more strikeouts when he needs one. But we like that he pitches the contact.
Dave Van Horn singing the praises of his pitchers, as he has most of the year, because the performances have been great. Again, the matchup today, Ryan Stanek, Aaron Nola, you want to talk about what sets up to be a classic. So, of course, it'll be like a 7-5 game or something crazy.
Yeah.
But you got 2 dominant pitchers who've been unbelievable. How about you got 2 dominant pitchers who've been unbelievable. How about this? I don't expect high scoring. I'm totally being sarcastic. But Nola is 10-0 on the year, a 1-point record in the ERA. Stanek does not have quite as good a record at 8-2, but he's got a 1.54 ERA. How good Nola has been, and certainly their offensively have been a little more consistent. That's another LSU won 2 of 3 from Arkansas earlier in the season, including one with Nola on the mound. So Arkansas has its work cut out for it, and that is an understatement. Arkansas does not have to win this game to win the SEC tournament, but boy, would it not be a great step in the right direction. So we'll have it for you today at 4:30. Let me take a couple of calls here.